So let's just begin this standing yoga series by just standing and just noticing what it's like to have this balanced uprightness. Another great opportunity to come out of autopilot and bring our attention to the experience of standing. So letting yourself come into this position, the feet are hips width apart. Arms down at your side. And just noticing this balance, uprightness. And bringing attention to your spine. And think about this nice elongated spine, maybe envisioning that attachment of helium balloons to your head that kind of pulls you up very gently, having that balanced uprightness and with a straight spine. And even fine-tuning that by imagining tipping the pelvis, imagine having those back pockets filled with sand, and just that tips you just in such a way that you get even a nicer alignment. And just pausing here and noticing, here's another invitation to try this tuning in with your eyes open. Just pausing, noticing the body. Noticing how your body's feeling in this moment. Noticing the parts that feel good. And also noticing the parts where there might be some tension, tightness. And just remember if we get to some movements that bump up against those, just bring some sensitivity and self-care and modify as needed. Just feeling the breath moving freely in and out. And now to begin by bringing your attention down to your toes and seeing if you can just lift your toes up and spread them out. It's certainly easier said than done, but really trying to lift those toes up and spread them out. And then roll them flat onto the floor. And let's also explore this experience of standing. And again, as I said earlier, coming out of autopilot, we stand all the time, but we rarely do we bring our attention to what it means to stand and be perfectly balanced. So experiencing that by just coming out of balance, and let's just shift side to side, just swaying your body to the right and to the left. And bringing your awareness right down into the bottoms, the soles of your feet, and feeling that transfer of weight. You can almost feel that plumb line move right across the bottoms of the feet as the weight shifts from the right foot to the left foot, and you can feel it moving right across the soles of the feet. And then slowly, as you start to slow that, narrow that walk, that swaying back and forth, you start to come into this perfect balanced position right in the center. And there you found it. Trying the same thing front to back and leaning forwards, leaning back. Notice how when you lean forward, your toes immediately catch you, coming back on your heels, and just swaying back and forth until you come into that same alignment. And then just pausing here, breathing. And the next inhalation, just turning your palms outwards and letting your arms slowly raise up overhead, coming up towards the ceiling or as high as feels comfortable to you. And then reaching up towards the ceiling, and then turning your palms outwards. And exhaling and letting them come slowly down, bringing your awareness right into that movement. Back down at your sides. Trying this one more time, turning the palms out, and this time as you breathe in and raise your hands up, feeling that sense of movement, bringing your awareness right into the hands and feeling the movement through your hands. Maybe you feel the air pass through your fingers as your arms are slowly reaching higher up. And then when your hands are at the highest point for you overhead, then just reach a little bit higher with your right hand as if you're plucking the fruit just out of reach. And as you reach higher, notice your heel of the left foot comes off the ground. And reach, 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 reach. And then come back. And the same thing on the left side. Reach, reach, reach. Noticing that right heel coming off. And then release that. And here with your arms still overhead, now taking your left hand and grasping around the right wrist and pulling gently towards the left. And the outer hips, the right outer hips move to the opposite wall, and you feel this crescent shape take form with this very gentle stretch that moves all the way from your right wrist all the way down and really bringing your awareness, tracing that stretch from the right wrist all the way along the right side, right down to the pelvic area, to the outer IT bands, and right down into the right ankle. Breathing here. One more deep breath in, and then exhaling a release, coming with the arms overhead again. And now grabbing with your left wrist, with your right hand on the left wrist, and just pulling gently towards the right. Opposite hip comes to the opposite wall. That crescent shape takes form again. And feeling that stretch travel all the way down the left side of your body, right from the left wrist, right down through the arms, shoulders, down the side, and pelvic area, IT bands, and right into the left ankle. And then breathing here, and then releasing, hands up overhead against your exhaling. One final breath in here, deep breath in, turning the palms outwards and slowly letting the arms come back down to the sides. And pausing here again with the arms at your side. And trying this again, if you like, with your eyes open and just now feeling into your body. So here you've got your eyes open, but your gaze is inwards and noticing the effects of those movements on your shoulders, on your arms. And now let's doing some shoulder rolls together. So bringing the shoulders up to your ears. And then bring them back behind you, almost as if you're trying to touch your shoulder blades back behind your back. And then bring them down towards the ground. And then touching them forward in front of you. And then back up to your ears. Behind, down, forward, up. Back, down, forward, and up. And now with a just very gentle roll in that direction at your own time, own speed. Bring your awareness right into this area of movement, seeing if you notice any creaks and cracks. It's just the body speaking to you. Oftentimes, the older we get, the more sounds, just saying hello, I'm still here. And now reversing the direction, going the opposite direction. And then coming into stillness. And then bringing your chin towards your chest. And feeling that stretch right in the back of your neck. Breathing. And then looking up. And then bringing your forehead and your gaze to look up at the ceiling, bending backwards and just feeling that stretch there, feeling the spine tipping backwards. And coming down to center. And now bringing your left ear to meet your left shoulder. And turning your left palm outwards and letting that left arm raise up overhead. And as it comes up, allowing that arm to curl right around your head. And now your left palm is going to land right on top of your right ear. And just surrendering the weight of this arm onto your head And feeling the weight of that arm just to gently accentuate the stretch. Really bringing your awareness and feeling that stretch all the way down or the right neck, the right shoulder. Just noticing what's here right now as you're doing that. Breathing. And then the next inhalation, just releasing the hand up and over. And as you exhale, let that arm come back down to your side. And the same thing on the opposite side, bringing your right ear to your right shoulder. Turning that right palm outwards and slowly letting that arm raise up and overhead. And letting that arm curl around your head, placing the right hand over your left ear. And just surrendering the weight of the arm into your head. And allowing that weight to just accentuate the stretch. Feeling that stretch all the way down your neck. It's such a great stretch when you've been sitting and working in a computer all day. And breathing into here. And then exhaling, bring the head up. And letting the arm just drift down to your side. Just shaking that out, just twisting side to side, letting the arms just flap like ragdoll arms. And then coming into stillness. And continuing that stretch now, or just that twisting now, we're just going to work just first with the head. So just twisting to the right, turning your head to the right, gazing out over your right shoulder. And noticing where your gaze lands. Maybe it's just parallel with the shoulder. And you're just looking directly out over it. And then breathing in and exhaling, coming back to center. Next inhalation, breathing in, turning towards the left and gazing out over the left shoulder. Just noticing how far your gaze takes you. Exhale. And then breathing in. Exhaling, coming back to center. And now placing your hands on your hips. We're going to twist again, this time that just the upper body. So everything from the pelvic area up, the waist up, will twist. So breathing in and twisting to the right, just the upper body. And now just noticing where your gaze, see if your gaze takes you a little bit further back behind you. Breathing in. And exhaling and coming back to center. And now breathing in again and twisting to the left, upper body from the waist up. And noticing where your gaze takes you here. And then breathing in, exhaling, coming back to center. And this final twist, the whole body twist, the only thing that's stationary will be the feet on the floor. So breathing in and twisting to the right, everything from your ankles upward is twisting. And see if this time maybe you twist even further behind and your gaze falls even further behind you. Breathing in here, really sensing into the full twist. And exhaling and coming back to center. Breathing in again and twisting to the left. The whole body twisting from your ankles upwards. Gazing behind you. Feeling parts of that, really exploring all the different parts that are touched by this twist. And exhaling and coming back to center. So we'll work with our first balance pose here. So what we're going to do here is just coming back into a standing mountain pose. Feet are hips width apart, arms at your side. And you're going to look for a fixed point somewhere across the room from you. And just to let your eyes, let your gaze rest on that. That helps with your balance. And when you're ready to begin, you're going to shift your weight to the left, to the left foot. And really just feel that sense of balance beginning to happen more now on the left foot. Extending your arms out at the sides, perpendicular to your body. And now extending the right leg out, straight out to the side. and letting your toe just touch the ground. That keeps you balanced. You know, you've got those two points of contact. And when you're ready, if you like to try and experience a sense of balance, just raising that right leg up off the ground, only as high as it feels comfortable to you. And anytime you start to wobble, you can just touch back down again. Breathe and then lift up again the next time. And just really explore what it feels like to balance. Feeling the sense of balance on the left leg, the extra work that that left leg is doing, holding you up. Noticing how the gaze works to help with the balance. Focusing your attention. And then breathing in and releasing, bringing your leg down, arms down at your side. Pausing just to feel the effects of that on the legs, on the arms, shoulders. And now shifting our weight to the right, onto the right leg. Feeling that sense of balance even beginning there. Letting your gaze fall into that fixed point and raising your arms out at your sides. And extending that left leg out, toe touching the floor. And the next inhalation, just lifting up off the floor. And trying to exhale even while that leg's up there. And experiment with different heights of that leg, only as it feels comfortable to you. Touching down anytime you're ready. And when you're ready to release, just bring the arms and the legs back down at your sides. And just pausing to breathe, to rest. And we'll do the chair pose here. And a chair pose is simply from this standing position with our feet, our hips width apart. We're going to extend our arms out in front of us, palms facing each other. And then coming down as if we were sitting and the buttocks is sticking out and we're coming down into a squat formation. Buttocks coming, protruding up behind us, and just coming down to whatever distance is comfortable for you, and just pausing there, pausing in this squatted formation, and just feeling this in the glutes, knees, quads, just noticing how this is feeling, noticing when your body says, okay, it's time to come out, and when you're ready to come out, just breathing in, and then exhaling and coming back up to standing. Having a nice deep breath again. And just repeating that one more time. Arms out in front of you, palms facing each other. Bending down, buttocks sticking out where it's coming into a squatting position, almost as if you're anticipating a chair behind you. And just pausing here. Noticing any parts that are places of tightness or tension. Just noticing them. Breathing, and as you exhale, just release the arms, come back into standing. And we'll do our second balance pose, the tree pose. So again, beginning from this standing mountain pose. Feet are hips width apart, arms are at your side. Coming back and finding that fixed point. Shifting your weight to the left, getting your arms out in to the sides again for balance, and then turning that right leg out. So you're turning the right leg out, knee is bent, sliding the sole of that foot up against your standing left leg. And so at the beginning, your toe is still touching the ground, the heel is up against, leaning up against your calf, your shin. And then when you're ready, bringing that bent leg up and placing that sole of the foot higher up on your leg where it feels comfortable for you. And then turning the palms upwards facing the ceiling and then bringing your hands up into the tree formation. And just breathing here, noticing again now the sense of balance completely on one foot. And when you're ready to complete it, if you'd like to try, just bringing the palms together and slowly lowering them to heart center. Taking a nice deep breath. And then releasing, feet on the floor, hands at your side. And pausing, resting, noticing what's felt here. And doing the same on the opposite side, now shifting our weight to the right. Letting our gaze fall onto that fixed point, arms out at our side. Turning the left foot out perpendicular. And now sliding that foot in so the heel is up against the right leg. Toes are still touching the floor. And when you're ready, just bringing that left leg up higher onto your leg. Noticing how your arms help and support with this balance. And then turning the palms upward and bringing them higher up in tree formation. And as you're ready, if you'd like to continue, complete this, bring the palms together and then lowering them to heart center. Noticing your breath here. And noticing when it's time to release. And then release feet back on the floor, arms down at your side. And we'll transition sitting onto the floor.